Put your daughter on the stage, Mrs. Worthington.
Barak International presents Gulf War Widows,
the profession is overcrowded, and the struggle is pretty tough.
As part of the
and admitting the fact she's burning to act, that isn't quite enough. She has nice hands to give the wretched girl her due, but don't you think her bust is too developed for her age? I repeat, Mrs. Worthington, sweet Mrs. Worthington.
Hello? Anyone home? I'd like a gin and tonic with ice and lemon. And another gin and tonic in it.
He's not there. They ran out of waiters over at the hospitality tent and he got dragged away. Wives of non-executive directors who do not watch the tournament with bated breath do not count, it seems.
Yes, well, I've done my years walking this stupid golf course. I don't have to suck up to the boss's wife anymore, so this year I'm sitting out of the great company tournament and getting drunk instead.
I'll drink to that.
I'd love to. How did you get yours?
Self-service. Allow me.
Bless you. All that helps. The golf tournament recedes. Ahead of me, I can just see the warm and fuzzy clouds of inebriation.
Well, that's one way to make it through the day. How come you don't have to suck up to the boss's wife anymore?
She ran off. Left him.
Good for her. Who with?
His secretary.
Oh, bang goes another cliché.
Well, let's face it, the poor girl had been sending this woman flowers for her birthday for the last 4 years. She's bound to feel some sort of connection.
I buy my husband's secretary a present every Christmas. I'm not about to run off with her. Come to think of it, I buy my secretary a birthday and Christmas present. And she's not going to sweep me off my feet either.
You have a secretary?
I have a business. I buy and sell antiques and artworks.
Ooh, sounds impressive.
Well, it's a good income, and it lets me use my brain on a daily basis. My husband still refers to it as my hobby, though. One day, I'll tell him I'm earning more than him.
May that day be soon.
Oh, it was 3 years ago my income passed his. I just haven't told him yet.
Must be great, being the bigger wage earner. The most recent experience I've had with employment is listening to Dolly Parton sing 9 to 5 on the radio.
Oh, my God! What do you do all day?
I have children. Oh, I mean, not giving birth all day.
I'd assume that much.
No, I have 3 kids. 9, 12 and 14.
Does no one give their kids ordinary names anymore?
Oh, ha, very funny. Well, I have my 3 little cherubs instead of a career, a social life or thinking time.
Well, yeah, but come on. Those ages, they should all be at school, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. They're all at school by 9 in the morning. By the time I finish dropping them off, it's 9:45, and I can clear the breakfast dishes. Mind you, things have got better since I got the dishwasher. But even so, it's past 10 in the morning before I'm ready to begin my day.
Which consists of?
Washing, mostly. 2 of my 3 are boys, which means school clothes need washing almost every day. My daughter isn't so bad, but now she's picking her own clothes when we go shopping, it means I have to cope with 1 billion different shades of colour. And God help me if I let the colours run on anything. Whatever it is, it will instantly become the one item she loved more than any other.
Children, thank God I was never one of those.
You don't have any? I know where I could get you some, if you're interested.
No, thank you.
Do you come to this thing every year?
I think so. I did the dutiful wife thing for a while, circulating and chatting. Then one year I decided not to, and no one seemed to notice. It was around the time I started dressing to please myself instead of my husband. I noticed a couple of the men I was talking to were actually looking at my face rather than my cleavage. And I thought, well, time's up.
Age can be cruel.
Yes, but I'd rather be here than, well, checking the mirror every 10 minutes to make sure my tits are still firm. I've got to a place that's mine, that I built, and I can be proud of.
Must be nice.
Oh, do excuse me. I tend to brag. Haven't you followed your dream? Wasn't a family what you'd had in mind?
I think a family was what I expected. Not the one I have ended up with, I grant you, but yes, I thought I'd have kids and a husband by now.
But?
But it wasn't my dream. I dreamed of being a movie star. I used to do drama at school and I loved being on stage. I wanted to be like Betty Davis or Oh, Vivian Leigh.
Oh, the old style stars. I get you.
Instead of which I'm stuck in an endless episode of Brookside.
Ah, anyone under your patio?
Not yet. Give me another year of... Darling, if I keep putting in the extra hours, I'll be a partner inside 5 years. And there will be.
Oh, they're so sweet and trusting, aren't they? Does he really think anyone notices the extra time that he puts in?
I asked him that once. He says, I noticed, Dotty. I noticed.
Oh, you can't argue with that.
Well, I did. I said, I bloody notice it too, Keith. And the kids would too, if they didn't have a PlayStation.
And what did he say to that?
Shush, love. I want to see the headlines. Another one.
Do you ever think about checking it all in? Dumping the kids on him and saying, I'm off to Radar. Your dinner's in the dog.
Every day.
But you haven't done it yet.
Nope. I haven't drunk the gin bottle dry by lunchtime either. Or seduced the window cleaner. Or emptied the bank account on marshmallows and midget gems. I have an overdeveloped sense of family responsibility. Here you are.
Cheers. Never leave the important things in life to men.
Amen to that, sister.
Hello? Do you mind if I join you?
As long as you're not going to make us watch golf, you're very welcome.
Come on in, dear. It's quite safe.
Safe? From what?
We will not hinder or damage your husband's career in any way based on anything you may say or do within this bar.
Oh, thank God for that. It's hell out there. I don't know who I'm supposed to suck up to.
Anyone and everyone, that's the rule of thumb. In here, the drinks and conversation flow freely. Pull up a chair.
Where's the barman?
He got a higher calling, so it's self-service, I'm afraid.
No, let me. It's nice to find another free-thinking woman in the world. What would you like to drink?
Diet Coke.
And?
Ice.
Ice?
I'm driving.
Fair enough.
Is your husband drinking?
God, no, not during a match. He's a bit serious about his games, Michael.
Well, that can be a handicap in the company tournament.
Oh, don't worry. He knows who he has to lose to. Thanks. I'm Rachel, by the way.
Teresa.
I'm Dotty.
I'm sorry. You must get that all the time.
Yes. You'd think I'd have learned by now. But I've been Dotty for years, and I don't feel ready to become Dorothy or Dot. Dot sounds so insignificant, don't you think? At least being Dotty makes people smile.
Rachel, you don't work for this benighted company too, do you?
No. I'm a teacher, primary school.
You don't have any kids of your own then?
Not at the moment. Michael has a life plan drawn up, with kids penciled in for the year after next.
Must be nice to be so organised.
I wouldn't say that. He's in for a shock when it doesn't happen that way.
You don't want children the year after next.
I might do. I just don't want my life to run according to a timetable, even one drawn up by my husband. I'll have children when I feel the time is right, thank you very much.
Rachel, you have just won yourself a place in our association.
What association's that?
Well, it doesn't have a name. It's simply that we seem to be the only rational people at this lunatic event. So I thought we should be recognised in some way.
We're all golf widows.
Not quite. My husband only plays during this tournament.
Michael said this was the Great Golf War.
So we're the Golf War Widows.
So what do we do in this association? We don't have to be on a committee, do we?
Committees keep minutes and waste hours.
No, no committee, no organisation. We simply put the world to rights over a drink.
I like putting the world to rights.
I like to drink.
Everyone's a winner. See how much fun we're having.
It's got to be better than watching golf.
Yes, so is the Tupperware party. Rachel, we've established that Dotty here wanted to be a movie star of the old school. Did you have a dream you followed in life?
I wanted to be Audrey Hepburn.
I had dibs on the movie star thing. Try again.
Well, do you remember Wonder Woman?
Not quite as silly as the 60s Batman, but close.
Oh, but what about Val Kilmer? In his Batman suit, though.
We're getting off the topic. Oh, but I know what you mean.
Sorry, Rachel, I interrupted you. Tell us about Wonder Woman.
Well, it seems a bit silly now. But that's what I wanted, to be strong and powerful, putting the world to rights in a physical way.
So you became a primary school teacher?
Well, they didn't do superheroine course at my poly. I thought maybe I should just educate the next generation into being better people.
I bet you were disappointed.
Not often. The age I have them at, they're all fairly charming. You get the odd thug, but they don't develop the really evil tendencies until they reach secondary school.
I can vouch for that.
Your boys are supervillains in training, are they?
I'm not sure. They've got much left to learn. They'll have to do needlework, though, because I won't be making any costumes for them.
You never see any of that in the comics, do you? The evil Dr. Nuclear running up a fresh pair of tights and a spandex doublet in between plans to take over the world.
I don't read many comics, to tell you the truth.
Well, I've seen a few. Well, you can't help it when you're tidying boys' rooms for half your life. The men are all over-muscled and in charge, and the women are all Pamela Anderson types in costumes that show off their unbelievable cleavage. I think if I was fighting crime all day, I'd wear something less revealing and with more protection in it.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, if you're fighting a man, it helps if he's constantly distracted by thoughts of sex, doesn't it?
Men are always distracted by thoughts of sex.
Whereas women are always distracted from thoughts of sex.
I'm sorry?
Oh. Well, maybe it's just me then.
You can't just say something like that and clam up. Tell all.
Well, only if you want to. It's not like we're family or anything.
If only. You should see my family. Anyway, we're all sisters in the Gulf War. What I meant was, sex for women is more a, well, a mental attitude, isn't it? Men get turned on by visual things, magazines and videos, but for women it's more likely to be erotic stories and things. We, that is I would rather create the fantasy inside my head than see it played out on the telly. I mean, that's, well, that's just embarrassing, isn't it?
I suppose you're right. I mean, every pornographic film I've seen has just looked ridiculous after the first few minutes. It looks false and orchestrated. I find myself imagining the director saying, OK, that's 5 minutes, then. Turn her over so we can see her tits again.
Oh,
I'm sorry, Rachel. I'm a little coarse at times. I'm just kicking against the stereotype of good little wifey. It's a consequence of where I am.
Well, it's okay. I was just a little, taken aback. I agree with you, though. Not that I've seen a lot of porn. I bet Michael has, though.
What makes you say that?
Well, I asked him once, and he said he never watched any. He went on so long denying it, it was obvious he had.
So what was your point, Dotty, about the mental thing?
Well, it's quite simple, really. A man gets into the mood so quickly, it's all, hey, we're naked, let's do it. I like to be romanced, seduced, and it's difficult to keep that feeling unless your partner is feeling it too. All too often I find I've wandered off into planning the weekend or wondering about tomorrow's shopping. Distracted from sex, you see?
Yeah, mm-hmm. We know. Mm.
Well, we've wandered a bit from Wonder Woman, haven't we?
Well, it all made some kind of sense at the time.
That'd be the gin, I expect.
Not in my case.
Are you sure?
Perfectly. I'm drinking vodka.
A drink well known for promoting a clear mind.
Absolutely. Sometimes it has cleared my mind entirely.
That's something I always like the sound of.
Getting drunk?
No, the whole clearing your mind thing. Meditation, you know.
I know they don't approve of you using vodka to do it.
Have you ever tried it? I mean, without the vodka, I mean.
I did once. They started up a class in the sports centre, near where I live. Every Thursday night it was. Well, this was back before I had the kids. It was a yoga class, really, but it started with calming music. Lying on your back, trying to clear your mind of all the everyday things.
Did it work?
Oh, yeah. I fell asleep. Apparently, I started snoring, but I was so embarrassed I never went back.
I reckon there's people would pay for a chance to sleep to soothing music for a couple of hours on a Thursday night.
Oh, I would now. But I'd have to find a babysitter first.
See, I wanted to get some sort of control. I kept feeling like there was so much going on in life that I never got a chance to sort it all out. It sounded really good. You know, just being able to clear your mind, slow the pace of life down for a while.
It can't be that easy.
No, it's not easy. Not at first. But it's like anything, the more you practice, the easier it gets. I mean, the example I read about was a visualisation thing.
Well, go on.
Well, imagine a piece of A4 paper, just a blank sheet lying on a black background.
OK.
OK.
Got it?
Yeah.
Just a blank sheet of paper?
Yes.
Okay.
Right. Now, keeping that picture in your mind, make the paper slowly spin clockwise. Nice and slowly. Nice and slowly, slowly. Now it speeds up. Make it go faster and faster until it's a white disc spinning there. Spinning faster and faster. Now, slow it down again, bit by bit, until it's a simple spinning rectangle again. Slow it until it stops. That's it. Well?
Wow! That was a bit strange. It was easy to begin with, but it was really difficult to stop it spinning. And I work with art all the time. I thought I was pretty good at the visual stuff.
Dottie?
Sorry, Rachel. I lost it after it started spinning. But I know what I'm cooking for dinner tomorrow night, though.
Well, the theory is that if you can repeat that every day, the visualisation becomes easier and easier. You can hold that blank sheet in your head for longer, keep it clear of all the other annoying thoughts. Put the real world on hold for a bit.
I'd still rather stick with the vodka. That also puts the real world on hold for a bit, even if it does all fall on your head the next morning.
So that's what you do with your evenings, instead of dashing into phone booths and fighting crime, eh, Rachel?
It was Superman with the phone booths.
Rachel, do you?
Promise you won't laugh.
You're joking.
Well, if she is and I haven't got the punchline, laugh at what, love?
Well, a while back, during teacher training, I went on a self-defence course, just a few basics. But about a week after that, I was attacked.
Oh, my God!
No, not really. See, he came at me just like the instructor had demonstrated. I was flinging him over my hip before I knew what I was doing. For a minute, I was terrified he'd just been meaning to ask me directions or something. But then I looked at him and saw the balaclava.
It must have been awful.
No, it wasn't. It was exciting.
What?
Well, here he was, this huge man who'd been about to attack me, maybe rape me, and I'd stopped him. I'd knocked him out. And then...
And then what? What did you do?
You put the boot in, didn't you?
I did.
Good on you, my girl.
I just sort of went mad. Shock, I suppose. But as soon as I thought he could have raped me, I just, well, kicked him. There. Twice. Then I ran.
Did he report it? To the police?
He might have done. They never came to find me.
Oh, come on. Can you see a man like that going to the police after being beaten up by a girl? I bet it wasn't his first attack either. You did the women of the country a favour. Even if he was only off the streets for a week or two.
Well, that's what I thought. For the next week, I really thought about two things. One was I'd done the right thing, stopping him like that. The other was that he tried again, or if he didn't, there were others like him out there.
Oh, of course there are. But you did your bit. If everyone took those courses...
No! It doesn't work like that. Some people can learn karate in a class every week and freeze when they're faced with a real threat. Someone not wearing their pyjamas and shouting in Japanese.
I certainly didn't like the idea that it had been a fluke, so...
You didn't go looking for him?
Well, not quite. One night, about 2 weeks after the attack, I dressed up in my sluttiest clothes, went out, walking the streets.
No!
You were taking an awful risk.
Was I? I'd carried on with my self-defence training, paid a little more attention, as you can imagine, and the little training I'd had before the attack had saved me when I was caught off guard. What could happen if I was prepared?
But the next man could have a knife.
Or a gun.
It was a knife. I'd almost decided to pack it in. A week and a half of wandering around after dark in drafty clothes, telling tall stories to Michael about where I'd been. Anyway, just as I was turning to walk back towards home, a man stepped out of an alleyway in front of me. He showed me the knife straight away and gestured that I should walk into the alley.
What did you do?
I punched him in the face.
What?
I punched him on the nose.
Didn't you grab his knife first?
Oh, God, no. See, he could move his knife hand out of the way faster than I could reach for it. And besides, he'd be expecting something like that. But women don't punch, they only slap. And if you bang someone on the nose, there's a moment or two of confusion. Ever had a crack on the nose yourself?
Yeah, I slipped in the gallery once and slammed my face onto a pedestal. It's like someone lets off a firework in front of you. Sparks and lights and pain.
Exactly. And before he had a chance to recover from that, I hit him with my handbag.
Isn't that, well, a little ineffectual?
Not in this case. I put my jogging weights into it. And I hit him in the groin with it.
Did you run for it again?
Nope, this time I took one of those zip tie things. I had them for sealing rubbish bags, but I'd seen the police using them to arrest people. So I zipped his feet together. His hands were still free, but those things are damn hard to undo if you haven't got a knife.
But he had a knife.
No, I dropped it into a drain when I left. I wasn't going to leave it with him.
So there was no evidence left for the police?
I didn't call the police. What could they do? You see these men on the news every day. He raped four women, and now he's back out of prison after serving 3 years of a life sentence. What's the good of that? 3 years inside has probably just sent him a little more crazy, and if he's out after such a short time, he's not going to see prison as much of a deterrent, is he?
Oh, you don't half paint a gloomy picture, Rachel, love.
So, do you think we should all take up karate?
Well, I don't know. A policewoman in America said a woman should have the right to walk around naked in broad daylight and not be raped. We shouldn't have to take up karate because these natters aren't spotted in childhood.
Well, that's the trouble. You can't treat them unless you know they're crazy. And most of the time you don't know they're crazy until they attack someone. How many times have you heard the neighbours say, "Oh, he was such a nice, quiet man. I had no idea he was bringing people home and eating them."
My neighbours don't say that.
Got him fooled, have you?
No. They've been under my patio for the last month.
So, you're going to stick with crime fighting then?
No. Michael started asking too many questions about where I go in the evenings. It's nice in a way. He's spending less time in the office and paying a bit more attention to me.
Good for you. Let the women of the world sort out their own problems for a while.
Dotty, you don't want to give her a guilt trip about giving it up?
Oh, no, not at all. But I always thought that people in Metropolis, you know, where Superman lives, they probably got complacent.
What do you mean?
Well, I bet the young women in Metropolis didn't take karate. Why do we need to, they'd think. If we get attacked, we'll just yell for Superman and he can save us.
And you think that if news of Rachel gets around, mystery woman wax rapists, then women round here will stop taking their own precautions?
Oh, maybe. I mean, just look at what her self-defence training has done for Rachel. I reckon it could benefit some others too.
Are you going to try it?
No. I'll just carry a golf club with me everywhere.
What about you, Teresa?
Well, I might try it, you know. I did some Tai Bo a while ago to try and get fit. Maybe I'll give kickboxing a try this time.
Maybe the two of you should team up. Be a dynamic duo.
I'm retiring, remember? Hanging up the cape.
Ah, for now.
No, for good.
That's what you say now. But I think you'll go back to it.
Why?
Well, look at us. We're women of spirit. Yet we're hanging around a bar at an event we don't even enjoy. I earn more than my husband, have a job I'm good at and love, yet I still feel powerless.
You don't strike me that way, Teresa. You and Rachel are girl power, poster girls.
Girl power? Oh, how patronising was that? Some women stand up and say we can be powerful and strident, and it's all over the media like it's news.
That's my point, right there. It was news, and anything we do as women will always be news. If I tell my husband's workmates about my business, somewhere in the conversation will come the unmistakable inference that I've done very well for a woman. Not just I've done very well, but always done very well for a woman. Like I can't be competing on a level field.
But no, she's right. I saw a list in the paper the other day, the top 15 city executives or something, and the copy under the list said, "And only two names in the 15 are women." Gender shouldn't be that important. It didn't say how many of the 15 had red hair, how many were over 5'6", no other physical characteristics, just the mention of male or female.
But there are differences between men and women, not just the physical ones, but the way we think, how we get things done.
Sure there are, and thank God for it. But it isn't important in a scenario like that. Rachel's list was of the top 15, not how they got there. It wasn't a comparative exercise trying to find out who's better in the business world, just a record of achievement. But they turn it into a competition by pointing out the gender difference. We're either meant to think, oh yes, only two women made it that far, or, well, well, good for the little women, they got two into the top 15. Like, We overcame a handicap or something.
And you think this prejudice is going to drive Rachel out onto the streets to thump thugs again?
Well, I know there are days when I would rather see a man I'd floored with my fists than the balance sheet of my business.
Rachel?
Well, to be honest, Dottie, I don't know. I feel it's time to stop now, but if you'd asked me 5 years ago would I have considered taking on rapists in the street, I'd have laughed in your face. Your world can change in 5 minutes, so while I can tell you what I hope for the future, I'm not saying it's set in stone.
There you go. Keeping an open mind again.
It's the only way to be. And while I'm being open, I'll ask for a Bacardi to go in this Coke. Michael can drive himself home after his judiciously bad day's golfing.
Will you ever tell him?
Oh, he doesn't mind me drinking.
No, about the crime fighting.
Top up, Dottie.
Oh, yes, go on then.
No, I don't have many secrets from Michael. Don't like to have any, but there's no reason to tell him.
But if you went back to
it... I know what you're going to say. If I went back to it and got hurt or reported to the police for assaulting some mugger, what would he think?
Well, that's hardly a fair question, though, is it?
Why not?
Well, have you told your husband you think of running off with the window cleaner?
It's not running I think of. And besides, it's not the same. My fantasies are just that. Fantasies, with no basis in reality. They don't hurt me, my husband, or the window cleaner.
But your question was a what if. And we could ask you, what if the window cleaner came on to you, declared undying love for you? It's not a fair question because it's one you can only answer under those circumstances. Like Rachel said, 5 years ago, she'd have laughed at the idea of hunting down rapists. But when the moment was there, she made a choice that surprised her.
What was that?
I don't know.
Oh, my God. Enough. What's happened?
Looks like the tournament's over. They're presenting the cup, but I don't recognise the winner. It isn't one of the senior partners.
It's Michael.
Michael? Your husband, Michael?
Oops. Played to win in his first company golf war.
Don't worry about it, Rachel. I'm sure it will work out fine.
No, he could always commit hari-kari.
Rachel?
I ought to go. I should be there with him.
Commiserating?
No, congratulating.
That's the spirit, girl.
Rachel, he's just signed his own P45 out there. Everyone knows you don't play to win until you're a partner or higher.
And Michael knew it too. But when the moment came, I bet he made a decision that surprised him. Bye, girls. It's been fun.
Blimey. Well, maybe they're suited to each other after all.
Yes. He'll have plenty of time to stay home and iron her cape while he's looking for a new job. Drink?
No. I'm done drinking. What do you say we go and see if there are any surprises left out there? For us.
You have been listening to The Golf Room Widows, brought to you by the Kyrenia Amateur Dramatic Society.
Don't put your daughter on the stage, Mrs. Worthington. Don't put your daughter on the stage. The profession is overcrowded, and the struggle is pretty tough. And admitting the fact she's burning wet, that isn't quite enough.
Studio production,
she has
Jan
nice hands to give the wretched girl her new window. She thinks her husband is to develop for her age. I repeat, Mrs. Worthington.
And to you, our listeners, for your time.
Don't put your daughter on the stage.